It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on the Fan. The number to join, 888-808-1019. I got my man Rami behind the glass. What's up, brother? So, last game before the All-Star break. Baseball takes a little mini vacation. The Yankees have their swag back, but let's trade everyone. The Mets, well, they just keep on going. Let's go!
Oh my God, todo lo malo echado para allá. Oh my God,
five in a row.
No tengo nada.
Four games over 500.
Solo.
By the way, Rami, Mets fans, how the hell are Francisco Lindor and Brandon Nimmo not all-stars? Yeah, oh my God, he's right. You talk about dropping the ball, Major League Baseball. And fans, us as fans, we drop the ball because we don't vote for our players. But hey, we got Pete Alonso in a home run derby. You know, before the homestand started, I said, hey, 4-2 and let's go. And then after we swept the Nationals, my ass got greedy. And I said, 6-0. One more game till we get there. The lineup was not impressive. Yesterday's game, I saw the lineup, be like, okay. But the Mets pull it out. Because Mr. He's not clutch. Mr. He sucks. Mr. He can't handle New York. Mr. He's not a leader. Francisco Lindor, how you like me now? How you like your shortstop now? Oh, but he sucks, huh? His contract stinks. He's a waste. Trade him to the Dodgers. This is just some of the nonsense I've heard over the season. And listen, I said horrible April. And he usually gets off to bad starts. This was historically bad for him. At one point, he was batting 50. 50. And he's turned it around along with Brandon Nimmo, who's having a hell of a season. A guy I also killed. He's already almost got a career high in RBIs in the first half of the season. They've led by example. Lindor at the top, batting leadoff, Nimmo second. And the Mets are cooking. In May, they were dead. They were dead. It was horrible to watch. Brutal baseball, embarrassing, boring, a waste of time, a waste of money, a waste of a Metro card to go to a game. And they're alive. Since June 1st, the Mets are 25-12. They scored 220 runs during that time period. I believe so. 220 runs. I hope I read that right. That sounds like a lot, but I hope I read that right. Oh, I'm bugging out. I apologize. Clicking on all cylinders. Despite Christian Scott today, who wasn't great, wasn't good, but then you have the law office of Buto, Nunez, And, of course, when you need to save Diaz in the back end of the rotation, of the bullpen, guys that can go multiple innings, Buto and Nunez, where would we be without those two guys? Because the rest of the bullpen, Reed Garrett's hurt. He's pitched every damn day, so you knew that was going to happen. The rest of the bullpen, no Rayleigh for the season. Jake Diekman, I mean, absolutely stinks. But this team is clicking and rolling into the All-Star break. 4 games over .500, 5-0 homestand, looking for 6-0. What a way to go into the All-Star break. If the Mets can close out a homestand 6-0, where this year they haven't played well. Between Grimace, oh my God, the team meeting, the return of Alvarez, the positive influence of Jose Iglesias, Mark Vientos finally getting a real opportunity, J.D. Martinez finally joining the team. When we signed him before the season started, he wasn't ready for about a month. They are clicking. The Mets are clicking. The Mets are rolling. And I never thought after the mayor I would say that. I never, ever thought that. Honestly. This team looks shot. Boring. Didn't look focused. Disinterested. Luis Torrens, I can't forget him. What a steal that was. I mean, we had Omar Narváez on the team to start the season. He was 1-for-96. If you don't believe me, go look it up. But what a steal. What a steal. Luis Torrens, another guy David Stearns picked off the scrap heap. I know, he traded with the Yankees. I know. It's a complete 180 from what we were looking at in May. The stadium looks good. The fans are coming out. I'm sure the giveaways help and the $5 beers help. But Friday night, the atmosphere at Citi Field, watching on TV, it was like a rock concert. It was a party. 9 home runs hit by both teams combined. The building was jumping. Looked alive. I love all the lights. The crazy lights that are going on there, the LED lights. I'm just afraid somebody's going to get hurt rounding the bases in the pitch black dark. But props to Brandon Nimmo and Francisco Lindor for leading the way. And props to both of them for saying publicly, pretty much, we better be buyers. We better be buyers. Now, the Mets can do both, buy and sell at the same time, but why mess with this right now? Why? They do need bullpen help like many others. Harvey was just traded to the Royals, so he's off the market. You might want to improve the outfield because we don't know what's going on with Starling Marte. DJ Stewart, forget it. I know guys are happy that you could put Jeff McNeil out there and play Jose Iglesias. Listen, I would love for Jeff McNeil to get it going. I would love for him to get it going. One, it helps this lineup. It makes the lineup even longer. And two, if he can up his trade value, if you want to trade him in the offseason, so be it. But Major League Baseball as a whole is so bad. The product is so bad. The teams are so bad. That a team that at .500 can legit get to the World Series and legit win it. Why not the Mets? Why not? I would love to add another starting pitcher. I would love to add bullpen help. Much like every team in Major League Baseball. But strike while the iron's hot. The Mets are rolling. Do what you got to do to get help. Bullpen help for sure. I'm sure David Stearns is up right now making phone calls trying to see what he can do. But how can you not, as a Mets fan, be proud of the way this team, which could have folded, they could have turned on each other. How many times has a Met team picked themselves off the deck and fought back? Not many. Not many. It was a May haze. It could have been a June swoon and the end of it, just like last year, just like almost every year with June. But the good news, it happened early. The Mets turned the season around. And now we can go into the All-Star break knowing that, hey, maybe when we come back from the All-Star break, this team has reinforcements. Again, we don't know what's going on with Starling Marte, which is disappointing because he was hitting. I know his fielding was eh, but he was hitting. Harrison Bader, he's been awesome. I remember when I was on a guest with Anthony Rivera on the Subway to Shea podcast that we talked about the signing, and I loved it. I loved it. You know, Yankee fans would take a shot at the Mets, or taking the Mets scrap, the Yankee scraps, I should say, blah, blah, blah. I don't care what scraps. I don't. Because you know who can use a guy like Harrison Bader? The New York Yankees. Maybe let your players grow beards. You see what it's doing for Severino? You see what it's doing for Bader? I don't even know if Torrens has a beard, but it doesn't matter. This team is rolling right now. Rolling. And I honestly didn't expect it. After May.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The team was shot. I haven't been to a game since the Doc Gooden, I think it was the Doc Gooden game, when they retired his number. I plan on going back after the All-Star break. I wanted to go Friday night, but, you know, I'm dealing with a health issue, and I work all week at the other job, and I did not want to take the chance because I got a bunch of shows coming up. I'll list the times later. I'm truly looking forward to that, being on the air with you guys more. But the Mets are rolling. Mets fans, how you feeling? Are you excited? Are you pumped? Are you lukewarm? Are you all the way in or 50-50? Let me know. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Ken in Queens. Ken, you're on the Fan.
Al, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. What's up?
Okay, before I get to the Mets, I know a couple of weeks ago you were talking about some of the great players. I just want to go over just a few great players that I've seen in my lifetime. You know, hitting-wise, I got to put Willie Mays up there, number one, along with your man from Puerto Rico, Roberto Clemente. Guy could do it all.
Amen.
Mickey is up there, Mantle, of course. And then... I don't know if you heard of or know Tony Oliva.
Yeah, I know him. Didn't he play for the Twins?
Yeah, he was a great hit. And, of course, I got to include in that top five Tony Gwynn from San Diego.
No question.
As far as pitchers, I got Sandy Koufax, Dominican Dandy, Juan Marichal,
Rest in peace, Juan Marichal.
Yeah, Bob Gibson, Tom Seaver, of course, and Don Dreisel and Whitey Ford to wrap it up on that. Okay. Now, as far as our Mets, I agree with you. We must strengthen the bullpen still and weed out the Dykemans and Ottavinos out of that bullpen.
I mean, I can't watch Adam Ottavino throw 45 more pitches in an inning.
What about Dykeman?
I know Dykeman's terrible. I think it's just overusage. Because losing Raley was a huge blow to this bullpen. But I can't see him out there neither. Listen, look across the league, though. There's not many lefty bullpen guys available. Any good. There's not many.
Right. Yeah, Al, keep this guy in mind. I'm hearing a lot about him. Sam Hedges, the tall lefty from Cleveland. But they're looking for a starting pitcher. So I don't know if we're going to exhaust or send one of our starting pitchers to them because they need it desperately, Cleveland. But Sam Hedges gets out lefties. Well, he's lefty, but gets out righties as well as lefties. That's the guy I'm hearing. They're going to target him or Barlow. I'd rather have the lefty Hedges. I love that guy. I think if they can get him and maybe someone a little, he doesn't want to give up the prospects. So him and somebody else there, bolster that bullpen, get rid of Dykeman and Ottavino, and then you got a strong, strong bullpen. Because I don't know what took them so long to bring up Budo. I have no idea why they let him lay in the minor league.
He's been awesome.
Now, Al, one more thing before I let you go.
Sure.
I want to say, I know I don't want to get political, so I'm just going to say I send my well wishes to former President Trump. This violence in this country has to stop, Al.
Of course, the board.
It reminds me of the 60s when I saw three political guys go down in this country. It's got to stop. And like I said, speedy recovery.
Sorry. No, sorry. Thanks, Ken, for the call. I don't want to get into this at all. I don't. I'm independent. I don't wish violence on anyone. And, just speedy recovery. Let's go to... the internet was on fire today.
Today is... Days what the internet was made for days like today.
You saw Kendrick Perkins' tweet?
I did not. No, I've been.
Go look it up during the break.
I'll check it out.
888-808-1019. Al Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.